Gateway Buick GMC has the all-new, much-anticipated 2016 Buick Cascada convertible just in time for spring. The exclusive luxury of this vehicle has them flying off the showroom floor. Join our spring sales event. Snag your new convertible for as low as $35,000 or lease one for only $380 per month for 39 months. Buick Cascada is online at stlouisbuickgmc.com or in person off I-270 and McDonald Boulevard. GMC, we are professional. Great.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and inside STL.com.
7:06 in St. Louis, you are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, inside STL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Timothy Michael McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Sullivan Vaughn with you on the radio program, a program that will dazzle you with Blues hockey knowledge, takes, and interviews. Rich Sutter, former Blues right winger, and Rogers Sportsnet analyst, will be with us. Presented by National Blues Museum on Washington Avenue. That's at 8 o'clock. And, of course, Kelly Chase, following every St. Louis Blues Stanley Cup playoff game. He'll be with us at 9 o'clock, presented by GFI Digital. It is the Ryan Kelly Morning After. That is your Get Tinted STL Captain's Log. And, Doug, oh, my.
So you're looking for a wrap-up of some sort?
No, just a comment.
Oh, okay. I would
They win the game.
Well, just after daybreak, a starry-eyed green fox slipped into the hen house and helped himself to a first-period Egg McElliott. But the bloodhounds sniffed him out and led the blue huntsman down a trail that allowed Steiner to bury two bones and Backer to dig up a double dose of Dallas discontent. Browsey and Terzi dealt the Texans more tumult. Reezy put Kinsey on his dance card and disciplined the recalcitrant riffraff. This one was easy. We went it 6-1. A couple more blue W's. The series will be done.
Pretty good.
Whoa! You got your own hot take bell.
I don't have a bell.
Now that's in the Cat's contract. Jim Hayes Enterprises kind of came to the table.
Also, that I make double Doug's salary. Yeah.
That was also in the emergency boardroom meeting. It is the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Doug, the Blues lead the series 2-1 after shipping the Dallas Stars by a score of 6-1. It's their first home playoff win in the second round since May 7th, 2002, game in which they beat the Detroit Red Wings by that same score of 6-1.
Comes that voice that always comes out talking about the second period.
It's a good second period.
Well, you guys take it from here. I'm not going to be much
good. Well, that was good, though.
I'm not going to be much good to you today. Lady journalism had me dancing well into the evening.
Well, according to a video on the fan page, the power play had you dancing.
I did the power play dance last evening.
And the And at this point, we just have zero privacy if we're out, I guess, because when you were doing the power play dance, somebody had a camera on you the entire time.
Oh, did they? I don't care. I always do the power play dance.
How'd he look?
Was he wearing wearing
some people were critical of your arm extension and didn't feel like you'd be able to do 200 push-ups.
Well, I've got this frozen shoulder issue. Actually, the power play dance is very similar to one of the exercises they had me doing in therapy with the elbows in and the arms straight up. And it's actually
your exercising.
Yeah.
You were wearing a sequin gown.
I wasn't.
And you were sitting next to our title sponsor,
Ryan Kelly. Yeah.
Looks like y'all had some nice seats, eh?
Yeah. Yeah. They were the Fox Sports Midwest seats.
The cat. You gave Doug and Ryan Kelly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, nice.
Well, let's be honest. Ryan Kelly is also a sponsor at Fox Sports Midwest, and since you turned Ryan down and I turned him down and Dino's out of town, Doug got the...
Yeah, I don't care who turns him down. I'll sit in that third row any day.
.843 start, I'd be there. I'm dying this morning as it is. Don't get me wrong. I'm thrilled about the win. I know everybody else is tired. It's not like it's exclusive to me. But the 8:43 thing's brutal. The Blues just pawned that game. I would have loved to have tweeted this out, but there's just zero return on investment to doing it. And I'm curious if you guys were seeing it as well. It was It was a 1-1 game, and obviously the Blues then rattled off five more goals over the course of the remainder of the game, but 1-1 in the first period. And I said to Anna Marie, I said, God, I think they're going to beat the hell out of them tonight. And I haven't said that throughout any of the postseason. And obviously, I'm wrong on plenty of crap over the course of the show, and I'm sure I'll be wrong about
it. I've never noticed that, Tim.
Plenty of crap in the next probably 10 minutes. But they just were dominating that game. Granted, the Stars came out and scored early, but they were dominating play. And at the second period, the first period intermission, I thought, I wonder what the line is on Blues minus 1.5, because it was 2-1 after the first, and I just thought they were going to ship them, never thinking that they would ship them to the extent they were able to ship in the second period. But that's two great second periods in a row for the Blues as far as dominating play. They did so on Sunday in Dallas, didn't result in goals, but they dominated, and this time it did result in goals, and Dallas was helpless, and the Blues just, unlike Sunday, where they went into defensive mode in the third period, they just kept pushing, and Dallas just didn't have a chance. That was a dominating performance. They will pop up every now and again in the postseason. It's really the first time it's popped up in this Blues postseason, and it results in a 6-1 win, sealed with a kiss, as Jeremy Rutherford said, as Ryan Reeves skated off the ice.
Yeah. The thing that they kept the pressure on, which had a big lead, which I was happy to see because they gambled doing that and almost paid a price in the last one. But now, with that whole goalie thing, they're not going to say who the goalie was for last night's game. And I think it backfired on them in a huge way because you go with Niemi because he was pretty good in relief, so he starts. And he got pulled, and then you go with Letton, and you're thinking, all right, well, and then he let up some bad goals, too. Now they got a real issue. I mean, they got two goalies who are on tilt. There was an old wise man, I think it was Eddie Westfall.
Oh,
who
yeah.
Once told me if you have
the Boston Bruin?
And former Islander. And he said, you know, kid, if you have two goalies, you have no goalies.
Mm. Yeah, that's a big focal point in the Dallas Morning News this morning, as a matter of fact. I don't know what the hell, what is a sports day? Either way, their columnist said that you got to go back to 1970, Doug, since 1970, only one team has managed to capture the Stanley Cup with a two-goalie system, and it was in 72 with the Bruins. But as is pointed out, that team had Bobby Orr and Phil Esposito, so they were doing
Johnny
quite
Busick,
well
you know.
With their defensemen, different operation than what the Stars have. If anything, that was focused on before the series even started, that they were lacking, especially from a size standpoint, defensemen that can match up with the Blues. And that's why, again, so two things. Like I said, it's unfortunate. Maybe I should have my own little private Twitter page where I will tweet things that are observations that may not wind up playing out, but then it doesn't deal with, if they don't work out, a potpourri of Hill people attacking me. But I thought after game one, the fact that the Blues played as poorly as they did, and I thought that was the worst game they've played all season, all postseason, even though they only lost by a goal and they were tied late in the third period, that it was actually encouraging that they could play that poorly and almost win on the road. So as we said with John Kelly yesterday on the show, the series was tied at one, could make a case that it could be 2-0 either way. And yet the Blues really hadn't played a game that matched any of their games, I thought, against the Blackhawks, including Game 6, because Game 6, they did play very well in the first period before the Blackhawks just shipped them in the second. And so we saw last night what happens when the Blues have their forecheck going and when they don't let up, and the result is they're just a better team. And if they can execute that two of the four remaining games, they're going to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, they dominated last night. They outshot them 39-26. They had more hits. They won more faceoffs. They had fewer penalty minutes. The Blues have a red-hot goalie, and Dallas has a major goalie issue to deal with. It doesn't look real good for the Stars right now.
I don't know what Dallas does with their goalie situation.
We've been there here,
right,
where it appeared the Blues had everything you'd need to win a cup and just didn't have the guy in the net.
Yep.
And now we're seeing that with Dallas.
Although do you guys feel like Niemi was on the hook for those goals early on? I thought it was just more of a, I mean, there were giveaways by the defensemen that led to those goals for the Blues.
Yeah, there was one soft one. The Tarasenko goal was a little bit, was it
It was a Tarasenko had a goal off of the other defenseman.
Steen had a goal that I think the three of us could have stopped.
Right, that was the soft one.
But that was Lettinen.
But I don't know why you yank a goalie out just because they score a couple goals when he really had no chance.
I think it
sends a bad message.
And for those that don't know, they rotated those guys during the regular season,
yes.
And both guys have good resumes. I think Lettinen has better numbers against the Blues. If I'm Dallas, that's my guy. But they went with Niemi, and again, you could say he didn't deserve to be pulled. But now the way you're juggling your goaltenders, I think both guys could be on tilt. And the way the Blues are playing, you need a goalie to at times stand on his head. They haven't had that, Dallas.
Your thoughts are welcome by calling in on the Appliance Discounter phone lines, 314-880-0808, 314-880-0808. It's also how you can text into the program, 314-880-0808. The Appliance Discounters have a great deal going on for Mother's Day this Sunday. Bosch dishwashers, $5.99 and up. You get a free replacement install and a free Bosch kitchen mixer. The mixer retails for $3.29. You get it for free with a Bosch dishwasher purchase at the Appliance Discounters. They have six locations in Baldwin, Webster Grove, St. Charles, Arnold, South City on Delore, and Fairview Heights in Illinois. Online at theappliancediscounters.com. Support the sponsors, the Appliance Discounters, the sponsors of the phone lines on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. You also can text in 314-880-0808. For our email today, a $20 gift certificate to Bertarelli Cutlery. Cucky the Dwarf shipping yesterday, so now he is tied with Steve and Wildwood as we keep a close eye on May. Historically, since 2009, whoever has won email of the month in May has wound up winning email of the year.
It's a bellwether month.
Yeah, it is indeed, sir. It is indeed. Hey, here's what Ken Hitchcock had to say about the performance of Troy Brower and the Blues veterans so far in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Soundbite number one.
Hit the lever,
Blower. Provides the conscience and play the game the right way, act the right way, behave the right way. You kiss at this time of year, it's so emotional. You know, things flow over. They flowed over a little bit today. But he provides this professionalism that you have to follow. And it's a great quality. You just, at this time of year, you just can't have enough of those guys. And I've always said this, that playoffs are for veteran players. And they are for guys like him and Steen and Backus. This is their time. And you can see it in their disposition and the way they raise their level when the game goes up.
Kind of fun for him to quote the Goonies there. It was kind of fun.
Well, I thought it sounded like he was talking about Doug, didn't it, a little bit?
Up there, it's their time. Down here, it's our time. It's our Ken time. Hitchcock, Josh Brolin. Think about it. Was that Sean Astin?
I don't know, Tim. I didn't see the picture.
It was Sean Astin, that's it.
Played Rudy.
I didn't see the motion picture.
Llewellyn's, fun with audio. Llewellyn's has all kinds of opportunities for our listeners to enjoy a variety of delicious beverages and food there. The place to be no matter what the occasion may be. Delicious from-scratch food prepared daily. Great drink specials, including game-time specials, and an amazing atmosphere. What more could you want? How about brunch? They have brunch going on at Llewellyn's Soulard, Webster, Wildwood, and St. Charles. Save yourself the hassle and hop on Llewellyn's trolley to the game from Soulard and... Stay tuned to learn how you can win a chance to throw out the first pitch to Cardinal game later this year. Llewellyn's Pub Celtic for good times. Brian Elliott on the Blues not letting their foot off the gas after taking the lead. Really the opposite of what took place Sunday in Dallas at the American Airlines Center. Here is Brian Elliott, soundbite number five.
Hit the lever, Plowsy.
Us doing that, I think it allowed us to get some calls our way because, you know, they were forced to haul us down and, you know, take some penalties. And, you know, obviously when you get those, it kind of creates momentum for yourself. And, you know, you work for your breaks and, you know, the guys worked tonight.
Cadell's.
I think the game would have possibly changed the complexion of the game. That goal that they said was a goal that actually hit the crossbar and the puck never went in, that would have made it 2-2. I wonder if that
It's interesting.
If that had counted, that would have changed things.
I wonder the same thing. I will say that I didn't realize that it wasn't a goal. I thought it was odd because the reaction of Demers, who allegedly scored it, did not react until he saw the official point that it was a goal. But I know in the brief time that I had thinking that it was 2-2 and then seeing the replay and realizing it wasn't even a question, I still, as a Blues fan, wasn't concerned. Don't know if, like you said, we have no idea what it would have meant, but I wasn't concerned because I just thought overall they were dominating play. But we have seen once an intermission hits, a team makes adjustments, and then especially against the Blues, unfortunately, in second periods, the Blackhawks were able to adjust and take over. Last two games, though, the Blues have dominated second periods, and they really did it last night.
This is the second time that the goal light has gone off, causing a little bit of a controversy. I don't know if those goal judges are told that if you think it's close, turn it on, and then we can get the video and make sure, because they got an awfully quick trigger finger otherwise.
Well, the official on the ice, I think, signaled, too, that it was a goal.
Yes.
So that's the compelling part of it. However, I mean, once you saw the replay, you immediately knew that puck never went in.
Not even a sweat, Jackie Papers. Not even a sweat. Somebody just texted in, the Caps are a plus 250 to win, a plus 210 is what I'm looking at on Bovada to win their series. Should I put a small taste on it? Doug, I know you've been monitoring the Caps Pens. Where are you on that?
Pittsburgh's ahead now.
Yeah, 2-1. Another game tonight in Pittsburgh. Hello again, everybody.
Well, I would say the team that's ahead 2-1 in a series has an enormous advantage. Ring that bell. I would take the Penguins at this point.
I'm very happy that Thursday's Cardinal game is a day game, and then the Blues play later.
Oh, what a day it'll be in downtown St. Louis.
I'm a weak guy, and certainly not the smartest guy in the room. So when I'm trying to follow the Cardinals, who got a spirit win last night, and the Blues on my phone, that's too much for me. And that's too much emotion for me also.
Too much emotion.
Like, I want the Blues to win, so I'm following it. They scored. What? Cardinals struck out again? What?
You're surprised by it.
But I'm trying to follow both, and that's a lot on my plate.
Oh, well.
Michael Wacha pitched great last night.
Yeah, to no avail.
Spirit win.
Yeah, it's not a spirit win.
I gave him a spirit win, too.
It's the old Python offense again.
But I'm saying, though, it's too much for me. And I do love the fact that whatever the Blues are doing, they pump it in quickly to the ballpark. You can hear, like, folks in the stands have phones, so they're following it, too. So when the Blues score, you know right away from the crowd, and then they put it. Crowd goes crazy.
Yeah.
And I love that. That's pretty cool.
A variety of different issues outside of what was taking place on the ice last night. And, Doug, you were at the game.
Mm-hmm.
The Cat, you were at the Cardinal game for your Fox
Watching
Sports Midwest
phone.
Responsibilities. But all hell broke loose for St.
Louisans, or do you say Louisans?
I think I went to a Jesuit school, so I think it's St. Louisans.
Well,
I think that's proper.
I'd like to say
Tim
that.
Says it, it's right.
Right, St. Louisans. As the game got underway, but we were, what's the word I'm looking for? Blessed. Yeah, we were blessed enough to be able to watch what was going on in Brooklyn between the Islanders and the Lightning.
They didn't cut to the Blues game right away?
No. And it was a one-goal lead, which is the most dangerous.
It is the most dangerous.
Two-goal lead.
No.
Two-goal lead, I understand.
A two-goal lead that is compromised becomes a one-goal lead. So if you do the math, the one-goal lead is always the most dangerous in hockey.
I think it's just a stepping stone to no lead at all.
The two-goal lead is the most dangerous lead in hockey.
That's what I thought.
So you would rather be up by one.
Mm-hmm.
But the Islanders had a one-goal lead. Tampa Bay with the extra attacker out there, I'm sure those who had flipped over to that to watch the Blues start go, oh, my God, please wrap this thing up ASAP. And sure enough, Laze Ning scores with about 38 seconds remaining in regulation. They keep it on, understandably, if you're NBC. You're not going to cut away nationally.
New York, too. New York audience there.
But, I mean, it doesn't matter. It could be in Kentucky. You're not going to switch out of a game. But what you would like to think is they would have the ability to cater to the local market. So to those who were truly in the know, you could go to the NHL Network. The problem is a lot of people don't have the NHL Network.
That's not because I saw people
and
were
so
tweeting like crazy. The game's on the NHL Network. Go to the
fine,
NHL
but
Network.
But not everybody has it. So, you know, Doug, as I pointed out, and I think it was an analogy – you know, Jesus taught in parables,
mm-hmm.
and so I was trying to speak to the people in a way that perhaps they could understand a little better. The common man is a South City, and I feel like I can relate better than you people, and by that I mean you Countians.
Elitist like Doug.
Right. And I said, you know, Farrah's backdoor entry is on the Vivid channel right now as well.
What?
But we don't have the Vivid channel, and so therefore, while yes, it is on Vivid, just because it's on doesn't mean that we can access it. And then people are like, oh, okay, I get it.
So is that parable? That
was a parable.
Really drove
it was
home.
My parable.
Okay.
Yeah, so you had people raging on Twitter, and the Post-Dispatch did a story, as the New York Daily News learned a couple weeks ago. Sometimes it might not be in the best interest of baseball to base a story on tweets. And so last night I tweeted out, good thing the game started 8:43 so everyone around the country can watch the games unless they're in their home markets. Hashtag trib this.
Uh-oh.
And the Post-Dispatch screenshotted that for their story. And tribbing has now made its way to the Post-Dispatch.
Mm, how does that get explained?
Thank you. Double bell.
You must be very proud.
I am. It kind of feels like the mountaintop.
Tell me about this parables again.
It's from the New Testament. You haven't gotten around to it.
Bill Wennington, Luke Longley.
Something about
parables.
Something about a back door. Don't ask him to repeat
it. No, there's
a
mustard seed, I think.
I don't know what that is either.
No, it's a parable, baby. It's a parable.
But tribbing.
Right. Trib this. So I don't know what the hell happened. I thought Dan Caesar, and I don't know, maybe I haven't seen it, I thought he would be all over this thing in the Post-Dispatch this morning.
Too complex.
So when did they get to the Blues game?
I think around the market, around 9-ish. But two goals had already been scored.
Oh, really?
Now, if you have the NHL Network and you were aware of it, you were Golden Grahams.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe it was AT&T U-verse customers do not have
parables.
The NHL Network. No. That's a mustard seed.
What is this mustard you're talking
it's
about?
It's a parable.
Caesar wrote something. Some folks in St. Louis didn't have access to have watched the Blues playoff game because Jim Hayes was interviewing Joe Mather.
I didn't see that. I just saw my tweet about tribbing, which I would like to thank the Post-Dispatch for, including. It's good to see people getting on board with this. If people will do it or watch it, they'll understand why I'm so passionate about it.
About what?
Thank you. Dog,
can you fill me in? Because
I'm missing a lot of this mustard stuff.
The Plow Shark has an update. Now, what is your carrier down in Soulard? And I'm not talking about your drug mule. I'm talking about your television provider.
I'm glad you specified. Now, I have a Charter, and they actually cut midway right from the Lightning Islander game to the start of the Blues game.
Charter.
I didn't miss a minute of it.
Nice. Yeah, you would think in this day and age it wouldn't be that difficult to, segment your broadcast, even on one network. You get certain parts of the country, the broadcast
that you're
supposed to get.
He thinks the Sharks are going to beat the Blues, or why are we calling him Plow Shark?
Oh, he really likes the Sharks against the Blues. Is that correct, Plow Shark?
Like the Blackhawks as well.
That is correct. I got the Sharks in 7 against the Blues. If they do end up meeting up, it's still early on in both those series.
Why would you pick now? Let the teams win their series.
This was something that we addressed on Friday. I know you were, I think you were out, right? Yeah, you were out.
Yeah.
And it led to all hell breaking loose on the fan page. Doug, all hell breaks loose on the fan page about every other hour.
It's like he's a masochistic Blues fan. Like
they picked the Hawks even. Plow Hawk
it's like you want the Blues to win, but you kind of enjoy if it doesn't happen.
He didn't pick the Stars.
Getting flogged by a guy in a gimp suit.
He did not pick the Stars.
These are just betting scenarios. If I was a betting man, I would love to see the Blues win 8 cups in a row. Yeah. But I'm a realist, and I see that the Sharks are a dangerous matchup.
Opinion with Kelly Chase?
Yeah. You got to like the way this Blues club is playing, though, Plowsy.
Best game I've ever watched. Either being there or on TV, that was the most exciting game I've ever watched.
So, Plowsy, you're sort of a puckhead. If you're the Stars, who's your goalie for tomorrow?
Well, I would have answered this yesterday, but you guys were in a heated debate. I would have taken Lettinen just because of the fact that
For last night's game, right?
For last night's game, I would have taken Lettinen. And I think they took Niemi out early this last night's game because they saw the spark that it happened in Game 2. Maybe they can relive that in Game 3, and it just didn't happen.
If it were legal, would you trade the Stars, Jake Allen, for Jamie Benn?
That's what we're going to discuss now?
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Would you make that deal right now?
Sure.
Well, I guess you would. Give them a goalie. We'll take their best
player. Jamie Benn is one of the best players in the NHL.
Sure, but they need a goalie. So the answer is yes, you'd make that deal. I think there's a real chance it could happen.
Let's say the Angels were interested in Mitch Harris. Mm-hmm. And they've got a center fielder by the name of Mike Trout.
Right. I like where this is going.
Would you do that?
Well, they'd have to throw in Pujols. Like to get him back here and finish his career. So, yes.
Okay. Fair enough. Doug, tribbing is just like hockey. Once you see it live, you'll be hooked for life.
And that's like working at Channel 2 owned by the Tribune Company.
Right.
That's what they're talking about.
I'm going to give that text of the day because I actually think that's true. It's a free roast beef sandwich at Lion's Choice.
Al Stewart, hi.
How about Doug and Ryan Kel doing that power pee dance? Are we going to bring that back? That comes from Suck Me Fancy.
You don't have to bring it back. It's big. It's not going anywhere.
Now, who are you at the game? You were there with Ryan. You were in the third row, Ball So Hard University. Mm-hmm. Who else was there with you?
Ryan's sister and Bob Kiyowski of Fox Sports Midwest.
Oh, is that right?
Uh-huh.
The brother of John Kiyowski of 101.
Mm-hmm.
I've never met Bob.
Bob is a wonderful guy, extraordinary salesman.
Is that right?
Yep.
God bless him.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a good time. What time did you get home?
Oh, 1:15 maybe. After the game, Lady Journalism brought me back to Channel 4 for a nightcap. I did a little package on after the game.
Please. When you say little package, mm-hmm. I mean, my guess is real little.
Well,
I'm talking about a 12-second intro, bite, 12-second outro.
Something like this.
It'll be interesting to see how it shakes out. Back
game 4, Thursday night here at the Scott Trade Center. Back to you in the studio.
Still took another 35 minutes at 1 in the morning.
God, that's brutal, man. That's brutal. I had wingy late night, and so that's usually not how.
Wait,
I
not
I,
real wingy, not hockey. Want wingy?
No, real wingy. Okay. Now I told you I was going to get some treat, and I got some treat.
Mm-hmm.
And while watching the game, I felt like I need to have wingy, and so I ate like at 9:30. Which
that's no good.
That's
for
bad
you.
Baseball. That was bad. So I'm like, I feel hungover today, even though I didn't have a drop of booze.
So what do? You go to that big box of
no, cash I had it. It was delivered like at 6:30.
Oh.
So I was kind of like, game's still going.
Can I ask?
Three Kings. I usually go the Post, and I'm not just saying that because they're a sponsor, but I like Three Kings wings. They're not a sponsor. I'm just being honest with the audience.
I've had the wings there. Outstanding.
They're very
I like
good.
STL Winco. They're a friend of ours,
F-O-T-S.
Too. F-O-T-S. And the Post has good wings, although I get the cheesesteak at the Post.
Yep. The Three Kings, I would say, is maybe a half to three-quarters mile away from my home.
But you didn't drive, did you?
I couldn't.
I wouldn't think
that,
you would.
And that place is always packed.
It really is.
I don't know.
But, Doug, I was entering a three-game parlay last night,
uh-huh.
and which I shipped. BTW.
Nice. Did you?
What do you think I had?
SMH. I don't know.
Nice. Cubs minus a run and a half to get me better odds. Yep. Jake Arrieta starts. I mean, it's getting to the point of Strauss's hashtag free money with that operation.
Yeah. He's as dominant right now as anyone's been since Gibson.
It is.
67,
absolutely. Not the, really, the one, quote, bad start, and it wasn't even that bad, that he's had since June was against the Cardinals in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even that bad. Did he have a bad start against the Mets? I kind of stopped watching after the Cardinals got
this
knocked
year?
Out. No, in the playoffs.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
But he hadn't allowed a run at Wrigley Field until a week ago, since the middle of last year.
So I bet on them along with the over on the Brewers and Angels. That's become a home run paradise, and there's some pitching issues for both teams there. And the over on the Nationals and Royals, which also shipped. And I don't even know why the hell I picked that in hindsight, but it worked out. So God
how much did
America.
You make?
Just a little $25 bet, paid $150. But that's why I couldn't.
That's why you don't have to go get your own food.
But theoretically, I cut into the profit by paying the delivery service for my wingy wingy, and I'm really paying, not financially, but this morning because I ate so late.
And you still feel that rolling around your gut.
I just feel a little hungover. But that's the way it is. It's Stanley Cup playoff hockey. Hopefully, if the Blues do advance to the Western Conference Finals, the games will not start at 8:42. And ideally, it would be fun if all of St. Louis could watch the game.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be neat in 2016?
How many wings did you have, Tim?
Probably like a total of 8.
That's a lot of wings.
It's not a lot of wings.
I know the cat.
It's supposed to be 20. Now, when
20?
I ordered
20
now,
wings.
When you order wings on the road, which I did... And you go on the website and you think, all right, these look like wings. This is the worst. You get wings, the breaded kind, they're like soggy and fatty. And I ordered 20 wings and ate 3 wings and put them in the hall because I couldn't eat them.
Wow. What is this, like room service?
No, it was. I had to order from off the ground.
I don't believe in boneless wings. Boneless wings are just chicken McNuggets. If it's going to be a wing, there's got to be
usually
some
bones with in food,
there.
You don't care if it's what it is. It's fine. For you to take a stand.
I've made the mistake of ordering boneless wings in the past. That's not what.
But you know what I'm talking about with the breading. Like if you're getting wings, you fry up the wings. You have the hot sauce, blue cheese. That's all you need. You're putting breading on buffalo wings? Why are you doing that?
But you're hopping mad over this.
Yeah, the wings. The cat's passionate about wings.
I guess.
I'm passionate about
because you're from New York, right?
Because I sat there and I was going to watch. This was the night the Cardinals were on national television on the road trip. And I was going to sit in like Tim. And I was like, I think I'll get myself a treat and pay a delivery fee.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so there I was trying to be Tim. And I get,
it didn't work out for you.
Wings with breading. No one can be Tim, just Tim.
Yeah.
I got to be me.
Isn't it great to be on the opposite side of the two-goalie S show? Yes, it absolutely is. Uh-huh. Although, really, the Blues haven't done much two-goalieing. They kind of dicked around with it a little bit toward the tail end of the Wild Series last year. Ryan Miller
wasn't great in 2014.
Yeah, sometimes you're forced into it.
Right.
But I do think that the Stars have mishandled their situation now. I might not have been so quick with the hook with Lettinen. And then I probably would have put Lettinen back in there last night because now you got Niemi, who was a guy that played well in relief, starting. Then they yanked him.
Just seems
now
like
you got nothing.
You're putting an awful lot of pressure on the goalies when they think that if they let in a goal or two, they're going to get yanked and embarrassed and feel like they've let their team down. It puts more pressure on them.
And by the same token, Elliott has been so good throughout the playoffs that even if he had a clunker. He has so much confidence now. I think he would be
I thought
able
he was
right
really
past.
Good last night with scoring six goals and Reeves and the TV situation and the breasts over Lindy Ruff's shoulder. It's going to probably be the fifth story in order of importance. But I thought he was really – there were some big saves. You know, a couple of those saves on Sunday that Niemi was getting credit for, the Blues just happened to shoot into him. I mean, God bless him. He was there, but he didn't do anything. Elliott had to make some big saves. The rare times Dallas was truly putting pressure on the Blues. Overall, it was just absolute domination. Now, here's Alexander Steen. This is soundbite number three. Llewellyn's fun with audio on the team sticking to that game plan after they gave up the goal that they actually fell behind 1-0 in the 6-1 win.
Hit the lever policy.
We pressured them a lot better. I think as a team, we didn't like the turnovers in the beginning of the game. I think we were a little sloppy with the puck. But after we got that goal scored on us, I think we reverted back to our structure. It's been one of our big positives this season has been just reverting back to what we know works, and we started building momentum, and we got a quick one there, tie it up at one. But otherwise, we would have just kept building on our plan.
It's totally different. I feel like anyway, it's a totally different way of watching the series. I don't know if you can compare and contrast to how you viewed the Blackhawks series. You know, every goal, that was like a pitcher's duel kind of series. Although there were some relatively high-scoring games, you felt like any and every goal could be the difference between winning and losing. When the Blues went up 2-1, it's not like, okay, that could be it. You know, it's like a Loyola Marymount game in 1990. It's going to just keep going and going. But in last night's case, the Stars got one within the first handful of minutes. That was it. And part of that is because of Elliott. But the other part of it is because, as Steen just made reference to, they stuck to the game plan. Stick to what got you there. And they didn't do that on Sunday. They did do it last night. You saw the result. The Stars were just overmatched. And ideally, you know, you'd have to imagine Dallas is going to have a pushback on Thursday night. But ideally, the Blues can continue this because it does appear that they truly are the better team. Granted, Dallas is hobbled and they don't have their entire operation out there and one of the best players in the league playing, and I don't think you're going to see him on Thursday, and they have a real goaltending situation. And those are two things. Just line them up. The Blues have it. The Stars do not. It's a great advantage for the Blues, and last night you saw the disparity play out when the Blues executed their system.
I was listening to the game on the radio with Curbs and Chaser after the Cardinal game on the way home before I was blessed enough to be able to see the end of it on TV. But Chase said something interesting during one of the breaks in the action. I guess Hitchcock was barking at, I think, his own team, but maybe it wasn't clear. But anyway, apparently Kevin Shattenkirk told him to calm down, as if the players were saying, we got this. And Kerber followed up by asking Chase about it, and they were like, yeah, sometimes the players say, coach, we got this. Like, the players take over, and we saw some of that last night. Very, very interesting that goes on.
Yeah, you wouldn't think so.
Doug, we are broadcasting from the Gateway Buick GMC studios.
Yeah, it feels like it.
Gateway Buick GMC is located at I-270 McDonald Boulevard. Now, in honor of Mother's Day this Sunday, this is for all of May. Enjoy all month long 10% off any service, discount not to exceed $100 total. And this means you're saving money, but you're also saving time. Let Gateway Buick GMC's certified service technicians treat your vehicle to a spring cleaning this May and check that off your to-do list for the summertime. Gateway is also offering an AC special for as low as $39.95. Wheel alignment special, $20 off the regular price for both two and four wheels. And last but not least, the Gateway Buick GMC Service Department is offering road hazard protection free with every tire purchase. Book online at stlouisbuickgmc.com or call them directly at 314-895-1600. 314-895-1600. Let them know this little radio program sent you their way, stlouisbuickgmc.com or online, on I-270 and McDonald Boulevard. It's Gateway Buick GMC. Rich Sutter going to be with us at 8 o'clock, the former Blue and now Rogers Sportsnet analyst, and Kelly Chase with us at 9 o'clock. Your thoughts on the Blues. I'm curious, and I know people don't like to call on the show. Everybody just texts in, and that's completely fine. But for the purpose of conversation, if you had what your experience was last night in attempting to watch the game, that's really, really disappointing, which goes without saying, an incredibly obvious statement. But the fact that these games have started now, this is the third one, if I'm not mistaken, out of a grand total of 10, so approximately one out of every three, starting at 8:43 on weeknights. And this time, the whole reason they allegedly do it is so everybody can see games, and it's botched to the point that it is either not switched on NBC Sports Network for some television providers, or it's moved to a network that a number of people don't have. That's really, really disappointing. This is an opportunity here for this game and the popularity of this particular franchise locally to grow. And, you know, a combination of two things last night that, don't get me wrong, thrilled for the win, very excited with the way they played, and overall just excited about how the city is captivated by what's going on with the Blues. But two things from a negative standpoint, just because I'm not going to, you know, always just blow sunshine for the sake of it, is that, A, you had what took place with the television situation, which is not the fault of anybody with the Blues. That's really difficult to defend, that there wasn't, I mean, listen, God, I don't know what the percentage is, but a healthy number of playoff games go to overtime. So what's your game plan if that thing either goes past the 8:43 start time central or it goes to overtime? I mean, that's an easy one to have a game plan in place for. Mm-hmm. And then secondarily, a number of people were observing and sending me messages and or posting on our fan page how inexpensive tickets were last night. And you could get in the building for $55. And I think a large part of that is because they're starting games so damn late, and it's Tuesday night.
If you have a kid, you're not going to take your kid there. And this is a time when everybody becomes a Blues fan. People that otherwise wouldn't be watching hockey are watching it now. And you get after two periods, and you look up, and it's 10:30, 10:45. A lot of people check out. It just can't stay up any later than that. It's ridiculous is what it is.
Yeah. I tell Tyler you can watch the playoff game, and then he falls asleep during it. I give him that option because I'm a bad parent.
I'm sure there were thousands of kids who fell asleep last night before the game was over and didn't get to see how much fun it was having a big win.
I said we would go to the phone line, so let's keep the promise. 314-880-0808, your television situation. We'll start things off with TJ. TJ, you're on the Appliances Counter phone lines.
Hello, TJ.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're average. You?
Pretty good. Pretty good. We have Charter, and it, just like with Plazzi, it cut right before puck drop, so we didn't miss anything. And we hung with it for a period. My question for you guys is, I'm curious why the NBC Sports Network doesn't do what ESPN does with football, and that is put it on NBC local affiliate.
Well, because then they'd be cutting into NBC primetime programming.
Well, with the ratings that Fox Sports Midwest gets with their last Blues game, you'd think NBC'd be all over that.
Well, I understand your premise, but they can't just run local programming during network time slots, so that's not an option.
Thank you, guys.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I believe they get a few exceptions to that over the course of a year. A precious few for a local affiliate. And it has to be planned out, and of course, everything. You can't just put any program.
Right, usually it's like a Cardinal special or something like that, you know. And then sometimes they have to run charity programming as well. But you can't just cut away from, I understand the question if you're not in the business, but that is not an option. Yes, and Fox Sports Midwest crushed it with their ratings. And, yeah, I do think that is you. Yeah, I wasn't going to say it, but no.
Number one highest rated event in the history of Fox Sports Midwest, I believe 19.6 rating. Doug, you've never had a rating that high. Usually you're about a 0.2.
No, usually we're in the 40s.
Tim, also, what was up with that same piece of glass being broken in the corner next to the Stars bench? That happened in the Chicago game as well. Doug, I love your luscious rump. Thanks, Marky Mark.
Disappointing right there.
Had a delay again.
And did you say that girl was behind?
There was. I didn't see the face, but there were breasts right over the shoulder, the right shoulder, I think, of Lindy Ruff throughout the game.
Same one that was right over Quinville?
I don't know. It appeared to be a blonde with large breasts once again, and you're starting to wonder if this is a strategy.
Or did she just have
but don't
really
you see
good
that? Don't you see that in a lot of NHL playoff games, even big regular? There's always. It seems to be that there's cleavage behind one of the benches. Overt cleavage, as if it's by design. It's not like Doug. If you happen to be at a game wearing a plunging neckline,
did you wake your kids up when you got home last night and explain that to them?
I didn't.
Okay,
I didn't. They too fell asleep, I'm sure, long before the game was over.
But it would have been a good teaching moment, I think.
I wasn't gonna.
Wait, your kids? How old are they?
Probably they're in their 40s.
Like your
they
kids
can't
stay up
not till past 8:30 or so. No,
it's crazy.
Doug, this is Brother Abear.
Ah, hello, Brother Abear.
Morning, Doug.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How about you this morning?
Well, I'm fine, thanks.
Good, good. Well, I had Ubers. I wasn't doing very well last night at about 8:45, so.
Ubers didn't make the switch, huh?
Yeah, Ubers seemed to be the big issue last night.
Yeah, Ubers did not make the switch, and Ubers also does not offer NHL Network, so it's not even a matter of subscribing to it or not. It is not offered on Uverse.
So what do? You run to the radio, right? That's what seems to be the move,
well,
right?
Of all things, my grandfather took a fall at about 9, so I had to run over to his house. And thankfully, he had Charter, so he's okay. And he had Charter, so I was able to watch over there.
But, good. Luckily, he fell then for you. Luckily for you.
Yeah. Fortunately, he went down. So, you know.
Oh, come on now.
No one's happy about it, but you have to look at the silver lining.
Yeah. One thing I did notice, though, was that as I was searching for an alternate channel for the game, CNBC, which, you know, they've shown playoff games on in the past, had a Shark Tank marathon going, which I'm sure is a huge deal, you know. So
yeah, I do like that.
That was an option they could have taken. They didn't.
So. Never seen that before.
Good show.
It just seems like if you have Uverse or Charter. With Charter, I've got channels that go clear up into 1,000-something. Charter was able to handle it, but you'd think they could all handle this at this point, wouldn't you, in 2016 with all the channel options out
there? There's a clear moral of the story, okay? If you're in a situation where you can't get the playoff game you want, just hope that an older relative falls.
Yeah, I agree with that. Brother Abear, thank you. God bless you, sir.
I don't think that's a real good strategy. Hope Grandpa falls so I can watch at his house.
Yeah, Brett.
I just don't like that.
Hey, guys. Hey, I was watching on DirecTV with about 2.5 minutes left. Kenny Harlan, the play-by-play guy for the Islanders game, did say that in local markets, Dallas and St. Louis, they would be on that game live for puck drop. Obviously, that didn't happen. I'm not blessed enough to have the NHL Network, but I was able to find it on the live stream that NBC Sports provides without having to log in through your provider and provide all the credentials and that kind of stuff. So it was a little bit of an effort, and the live stream was running probably 4 minutes behind real time, not in game action, but just in chronological time.
Really?
But yeah, I mean, it's a complete mess the way the NHL has handled this. They always figure out a way to mess up, and they've done it again. I mean, they're just screwing fans left and right, people that actually have jobs.
Well, it might not be the NHL, right? If it's AT&T Uverse that didn't switch, right? That's on
NHL is responsible for the starting times, though.
Right, but if one of the announcers says, "Hey, you're going to be switched over into local markets," and you're not, then clearly they had a plan in place that wasn't followed.
No, I'm talking more about the starting times. And I also don't understand why they don't just start when there's three games like that. Just stagger the starting times by 45 minutes, and then that also gives the opportunity, say, during a 20-minute intermission break, to do like a live look-in like they do during the NCAA tournament, where all of a sudden you're seeing a team that you say, ooh, that game might look good, I might want to watch.
Yeah, I noticed they did that after, I think, the first intermission. They went to Nashville for the Sharks and Predators, or maybe it was the second intermission. Either way, they did that. When it gets down to it, you know, these people involved in these decisions are awfully intelligent. I mean, I always have to just yield to there has to be information we don't know. However, what transpired last night was clearly a mistake. And as I was saying a little earlier in the segment, there is a good possibility that a Stanley Cup playoff game is going to go on for an indefinite amount of time. And therefore, you have to have a very clear plan B if a game goes past its allotted time. I think we've seen it happen a couple of times already, and last night was another example of that. And these 8:40 start times already alienate fans, as it is. And then you can't watch the damn game? When you say that the reason why you're having an 8:40 start time is so everybody can watch the game? That's bad, man. That's really, really bad.
It is, Tim, and you're really intelligent.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Lemming.
Thank you, Brett. Let me know if you'd like to work here. Doug, this is Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hello, Mark. Hello, Mark.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
We're fine. You?
Good. I got to watch the wonderful game. I have DirecTV, by the way. I got to watch the game on the NBC Sports app on my lovely TV on the phone. So that was fun.
Well, it worked out for you.
Apps are fun. You know, they are fun.
Yes, but, I mean, my understanding is, why couldn't they have changed it over to USA? I know the USA game was showing the national game, but couldn't they have done that for the local market, which that blue game over to the USA network?
I don't know, but you would think that they could have handled it a whole lot better than they did.
Get on it, Doug.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I plan on calling today to get some credit for DirecTV, but, you know, $5, $10, $15, something like that. But
yeah. Get a pound of flesh, baby.
I know. Anyway, just want to let you guys know you were able to watch it on the app if you had the app downloaded to your phone.
So your DirecTV also didn't make the switch. Is that so? You have DirecTV. They did not make the switch. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. They did not.
Okay. I have a complaint about DirecTV, by the way. So during the hailstorm, whatever, we get home, our downstairs TV isn't working. So my wife calls DirecTV. She's on the phone for an hour. They say it's the remotes. Your remote control went bad. Okay, we'll send it to you. Can you send it overnight? No, we don't do that. 3 days. So we just got it, and the remote is not the problem.
Wow.
Now we got to have someone come out to the house.
That's brutal. I couldn't be happier with Charter. I mean, they are really good. They really are. If you have a problem, they just bend over backwards to come out and help you now. They had that image problem years ago that they've really tried hard to fight.
Are they as smart as Tim?
I think they're maybe a little bit brighter.
Ooh, cut that. Don't let that out. Yeah, Dan.
Hello, Dan. Hello, Dan. Dan! Daniel! Yes.
I hear you. I wanted to hear you scream my name, Doug.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
got played.
Hey, I've got U-verse, and it was a bizarre situation. It says they're going to flip over to the Blues game, which didn't happen. I'm not techie enough to find the sports app, NBC Sports app, so I'm flipping around, and finally, they do flip back. They change back to the game. However, we watched the whole first period without any announcers on U-verse.
Really? Where'd they go?
Which was interesting. I don't know. There was no audio. I mean, zero. You could hear audio of the crowd. You could hear the pucks hit sticks and everything else. But
I have had some people texting saying that all they could hear on that. Thank you, Dan, on that broadcast is you could just hear like the sticks and then the crowd occasionally, but there's no broadcast.
Really?
The play-by-play.
I'd be fine with that if I couldn't see the game. Glad to see that.
You think that. I'm not saying you missed those announcers.
No, I'm not saying it's better. I'm saying it's better than not seeing the game.
Yeah.
If you can't see the game, you'll take the raw feed.
Sure. Guys, I have DirecTV and I watch the entire game just fine. That's from Keisha Gray's dental hygienist. If you were able to have the NHL network, you were good, and you were aware of it. It was on. The problem is a lot of AT&T U-verse customers don't have it, and then others didn't know it on the NBC Sports Network, and so they were sitting there watching Ning and Isle.
Not exactly what you had in mind.
Well, I mean, I think there are a lot of Islanders fans in the area.
I don't think so.
I'll tell you, getting that NHL app on your phone.
Bee's knees?
It's really good. And even at a crowded stadium, if the Wi-Fi is half decent, I can pretty much follow along.
Yeah, I was able to watch the Cardinals at the Blues game last night before.
On the Fox Go app?
Uh-huh.
Thank you. You're welcome. Yeah.
Well,
you're welcome
didn't do
again.
It. You
you're
didn't
welcome
do
again.
It.
High ratings and the Go app.
You're
so
taking
you
credit
Cardinals.
For everything that goes on at Fox.
Look, I'm not taking credit. Let's just say I had a couple of good ideas that some of the right people ran with.
All right.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I don't buy it. That is a nice little app, though.
I've really rebounded well from the Joe Mather incident.
I don't know about that. But I agree with the caller. A lot of people think that I can't handle it on my phone to get these apps. If you just really plow into it, it's really not that hard. You do a search for the app, and then sometimes you got to have a username and a password for your home system, whether it's UVerse or Charter.
And you don't remember it.
You fight it for 30 minutes, and then you're golden.
But how do you find it? How do you get your password? Like, that does prevent me from getting more apps that might enhance my life. How do you get your password? Like, if you had a password from 8 years ago...
Well, if you just have your username, they'll resend a password. You can reset it.
All right. Says you.
Doug, we got to take a break because we're going to be joined by Rich Sutter and Kelly Chase talking Blues hockey as they win Game 3 last night. First Blues home playoff second-round victory since 2002, a game in which they beat the Detroit Red Wings by the same score of 6-1. What are the chances of that?
Just completely... Way off the charts.
So Rich Sutter going to join us next, talking Blues, talking Stanley Cup playoffs. That's presented by the National Blues Museum. It is the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Hey, and you know what? I had a nice night on DraftKings last night.
Did you really?
Yeah. Now, this was for baseball. It was profitable. I play the little $3 games, and that way I can enter like 20 lineups. Seems like that's the best move.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work.
It actually is.
Why? I mean, $3 game.
So it really is.
For
pathetic.
A guy who says my time is valuable,
that's Doug. But yeah, I agree with you because sometimes I'll play like a poker tournament. I go, oh, that was sweet. I made $150 over 8 hours. That doesn't necessarily make a whole lot of sense.
Nope.
But I don't know. I have fun doing it, and I had Waka as one of my starters on the team that did really well, and I was in the mix. I think I finished like 45th.
Got the Cards of Spirit win.
Did. But you can experience the thrill of one-week fantasy golf every week at DraftKings.com. Amazing prizes are up for grabs every time you play. And playing is easy. Just pick six golfers before a tournament tees off, stand at the salary cap, and rack up points based on how your players perform. Outscore the competition, and you win. Whether you're a total golf enthusiast or just love the thrill of fantasy sports, DraftKings brings the excitement of a game to a whole new level. With every monster drive and made putt bringing you closer to payday, choose from all kinds of sports to showcase your winning skills. Baseball, soccer, even MMA. Millions of sports fans just like you have discovered the magic of DraftKings. Now it's your turn. Use code 920 at DraftKings.com and play for free with your first deposit in a fantasy golf contest worth $400,000 in prizes. The top prize is $100,000, so you could seriously cash in. Use the promo code 920 to play for free and a shot at the $100,000 top prize only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Take a break. Come back with Rich Sutter on the Blues. 6-1 victory over the Stars in Game 3. Kelly Chase at 9 o'clock, brought to you by GFI Digital. Rich Sutter, brought to you by the National Blues Museum on Washington Avenue. It's next on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. CBS Sports 105.7, HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.